California sea lions are officially protected as a federal endangered species, but biologists from both states say the population has rebounded. The animals can't be killed without permission from the Federal Fisheries Agency, and the mammals have found a ready food source. Sean Clements, a research scientist from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, say the animals have learned the best places to hang out until the fish arrive on their annual migration up the Columbia River.
They're smart animals, they're social, so they transmit that this behaviors and learn and share the information that this is a good place to come, and so you get more and more animals over time. The increase this year was primarily due to the depressed run size, so they took about the same number of fish, but proportionally it was a lot more.
The area at the bottom of Bonneville Dam has long been a favored feeding place, but Clements says small numbers of sea lions are now chasing salmon up several of the river's tributaries. He considers that a troubling development. He says non-lethal methods to scare them away haven't worked. Biologists and several members of the region's congressional delegation are seeking a political solution. Washington Republican Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler's bill would allow up to 100 sea lions to be killed. It's been voted out of committee and sent to the full House. Supporters believe that if one of the region's Democratic senators would introduce the bill in that chamber, that it would have a good chance of becoming law. I'm Doug.